Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Today is actually 2-2. There you go. Take that. This is, of course, Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Of course, you know by now the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but there is various content added throughout the week. So swing on over there, check it out, see what's going on. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, we'd appreciate that. Dan and I'd appreciate that. We still don't know about Mr. Fantasy, but Dan and I would appreciate that. So, and of course, don't forget the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan is the Man with 3 E's.
So, all right, Dan. Well, I know you know I was a little upset with all the NBA talk yesterday, but there is a little more that is non-LeBron James related. So I'm okay with this. I saw that the Lakers, specifically Jeannie Buss, have reached out to Magic Johnson, and they want to if he's got a title here. No, it looks like he's just being brought in to evaluate the direction of the franchise.
That would be so wise.
Well, you know, the odd thing is it's pretty much known kind of throughout the NBA. You know, I've heard a lot of people talk about this, and a lot of the like guys who get, you know, embedded with the team, you know, Jim Buss is the co-owner. He co-owns the team with Jeannie, and he's the executive vice president of basketball operations. So he kind of helps make the basketball decisions along with general manager Mitch Kupchak. And it's pretty much known, like I was saying, that Jim Buss is just a complete schmuck. And he really doesn't know what he's doing when it comes to making these basketball decisions. And I think bringing Magic in is possibly a nice way to push him out a little bit. And at least they're trying to do it with a guy who, you know, is obviously one of not only the greatest players of all time, but one of the greatest Lakers of all time.
I mean, it's fitting as long as he doesn't make any comments against LeBron, right? Then he's safe.
Yes, then he should be safe. You know, Magic, he's actually currently doing the analyst thing for the Mickey Mouse Network. He's on their NBA countdown, you know, their NBA countdown show that they do. But, yeah, you know, he was always a Laker. You know, obviously he was drafted by them, God, way back in 1979, Dan. Wow. You know, by Dr. Jerry Buss, who was, you know, the original owner. But, yeah, somebody pointed out that, you know, the Lakers, very much like the Chicago Bears here locally where Dan and I are from, this is what the family does for a living. You know, there's no outside, you know, they're not just some billionaire, you know, like a Mark Cuban who bought a franchise. You know, this is what they do. They are the Los Angeles Lakers. So does that instill a little more panic, do you think?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, they're struggling. Obviously, you don't want to lose money if it's your business, if it's your only business. You know, now Magic has been critical of Jim Buss before. So is there anything they have to worry about?
Well, they should. I mean, they should have been worrying an entire season just to say goodbye to Kobe. I mean, if that was not the biggest circus joke ever, I don't know how you do that to a franchise like that.
You know, I do wonder, looking back, I wonder if they made money last season. Do you think they drew enough to, you know, make money in Kobe's last go-round?
I don't know. I mean, because it's not like they're getting a percentage of ticket sales from other stadiums, are they?
You know, I believe you do in the NBA. I don't know what the cut is, but I believe you get a percentage. Obviously, it's not, you know, a 50-50 split or anything like that. But I think they do get a little bit. That's how they kind of keep things between, you know, these teams like the Brooklyn Nets and some, you know, some of the other teams. So, but, yeah, you know, obviously, we can't, you know, we don't have the answer to that. We don't have their financials in front of it. But, you know, I thought it was interesting. I believe Magic is, you know, he was a coach for a few games. You know, that didn't last long. You know, and he's kind of helped out before. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how much input, I guess, he really has. So I don't know. You like bringing in the former guy like that?
I think so. I mean, I think it's better than, you know, just sticking with guys just because of your loyalty.
So, yeah. And we did have an NBA trade today, Dan. We had the Milwaukee Bucks ship off Miles Plumlee. Now, they signed Plumlee in the offseason to a big four-year, $50 million deal. But they decided they had enough with him. They shipped him off to the Charlotte Hornets. And in return, they got two big men back. They got Spencer Hawes and Roy Hibbert. So just a little bit of a swap of big men there. You know, Hibbert at one time was considered one of the better big men in the game when he was with the Pacers. That star has quickly fallen. I know he's battled some injuries, but they've got it here. He's averaging a career low of 5.2 points and 3.6 rebounds a game. So I don't know if he'll give any, you know, any maybe veteran leadership to a young Milwaukee team that, you know, we talked a little bit about it yesterday. Even as hot as everybody is with their athleticism, you know, they're still six games under 500. Now, they are only a game out of the eighth seed in the East, but they, you know, they really haven't been impressive with the exception of, all right, here we go, Dan. Giannis Antetokounmpo, or easily just, you know, we could call him the Greek Freak. So, but I think I got that right. You're impressed, aren't you?
Yeah.
So. But, you know, Jabari Parker's having a solid year. He is averaging over 20 points a game. But, you know, besides those two, you know, Greg Monroe's averaging 11.1 points per game. Those are actually the only three guys who get more than 10 points a game for the team. Your guy Tony Snell averages 8.1, just so you know. And I got to look here, Dan. I got to find it for you. He's shooting 38.8% from three-point line, or from behind the three-point line. So, but yeah, I don't know. You know, this is just kind of one of those. Do you think the trade helps? I mean, are you one of those guys who believe, you know, bringing in veterans like this can help a young team? I guess is where I'm kind of going with this. You know, and I know you're wondering, Dan. I'm sorry, I should have thrown this stat out for you first, but Delly is averaging 7.8 points a game and 5.3 assists for the Bucks this year. Because I know you were interested there. So I know he's your guy. So, but yeah, I don't know. Is this you know, obviously they really weren't playing Plumlee, so I don't assume there's going to be much playing time for guys like Hawes or Hibbert, but can just a veteran presence on a bench help a team? I mean, are they the David Rosses of the Milwaukee Bucks coming in, Dan? Is that what we're getting here?
Yeah, It could be. I mean, I think it's been proven that you don't win championships with all veterans or just rookies. And that much is, not like Darren. So.
You know, I mean, I would have been interested to know what, you know, unless they were just trying to get to the salary cap, you know, what possessed the Bucks to give Plumlee, you know, 4 years at $50 million, you know, what did they see that, you know, say maybe they thought they were getting Mason Plumlee instead of Miles Plumlee, or I actually think there's a third Plumlee in the league as well. He might actually maybe in the D league, but I believe he was drafted this year. So, you know, just, I don't get it, but, you know, I mean, at least you swapped them out for a couple guys who have, you know, experience. And again, in Hibbert's case, you know, at one point was a top big man. I doubt he'll ever regain that form, but at least, you know, you can look at that or something, right? Maybe.
Yeah. I get the point with the salary, but I think it's pretty dumb that you blow millions of dollars and that is true, aren't really worth it.
So, and, you know, I got to tell you, Dan, I was incredibly disappointed. There was a gigantic basketball trade today. Had nothing to do with the NBA. It was actually in the WNBA. You know, locally here, you know, we've talked for a while about, you know, maybe checking out a Chicago Sky game and seeing what was going on. Well, today they traded their best player. They sent Elena Deladon to the Washington Mystics. Now, in return, they got two players, Stephanie Dolson and Kayla Copper, along with the number two overall pick in this year's draft. You know, Deladova was the 2015 league MVP. She, you know, she helped take the team to the finals. And, I understand there was some contract issues and, some other stuff between them. She was saying that they, you know, she would hold out if her contract terms weren't met. And I guess instead they decided to ship her off. But I got to tell you, Dan, I was a little disappointed. I mean, I've seen, you know, enough highlights of her and enough of her play to realize she's a very talented women's basketball player. And it's always kind of sad to see a superstar go, even if it's a WNBA superstar. So, yeah, just one of those odd things. And I wonder, do you know off the top of your head, you know, I keep hearing and seeing stuff about the NBA All-Star break. Do you know when it is? You know, I mean, are we close to it, or, you know, because it seems like everybody keeps talking about it, but I'm like, okay, well, when is it? Oh, and see, I asked Dan a question, and what happens? He drops off. That's just how my luck goes. Okay, well, we'll bring Dan back in now. I always love how you manage. It always seems that they manage to knock you off just when I ask you something. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hung up because I felt like you couldn't hear me every time I said something.
Oh.
And every time I said, "Can you hear me?" Oh. I didn't say anything.
Oh yeah. Then I couldn't hear you. So, yeah. It was definitely. You were definitely right on there. No, I'm wondering. You know. Oh, here it is. Okay, I think I found it. All right, yeah, it still looks like we're 15 days away from the All-Star break, so we got a couple weeks yet. I just kept hearing them talk about it. I know, like, they announced today that Klay Thompson is going to do the three-point shooting contest, but Steph Curry doesn't know yet.
I mean, is it kind of like pitches? You can't throw that many three-point shots because it'll mess you up.
Yeah, he's got it. Yeah, he's got a set amount of shots he has to look out for before he, you know, before. And I know, you know, I think he was big time on last night. I think I saw he hit 11 threes or something last night. So maybe he's just worried about protecting the, you know, protecting the arm, you know, protecting the shooting arm.
Or the knee.
Yeah. So, but I'm sure, you know, as long as, you know, Clay is in, you know, he is, I believe he's the defending champ, I believe, from last year. So, you know, it's not a, you know, while Steph obviously is a little bigger star, you know, Clay is still, you know, there's enough star power with Clay there to get people to come in and watch it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So. But we do have actually a relatively night in the NBA, Dan. It's TNT's night for the doubleheader, but the night starts out, we have the Los Angeles Lakers at the Washington Wizards. That game's going to get going in about 15 minutes. The first game on TNT has the Atlanta Hawks at the Houston Rockets. We also have the Philadelphia 76ers at the San Antonio Spurs. And then the night wraps up with the Golden State Warriors at the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, the first TNT game, Dan, has Dwight Howard going back to Houston. What kind of reception you think good old Dwight is going to get tonight there?
I mean, you would think he'd get some booze, but I don't know that Houston cares enough.
Yeah, you know, I also think it's kind of funny that, you know, Atlanta gets to go to Houston while the Falcons just happen to be there getting ready for the Super Bowl. So it just kind of weird how those things kind of fell into play there. I mean, obviously, you know, that's just kind of stupid in my brain that it came up like that, but I'm kind of with you. I fully expect him to pick up some booze. And you know, it's weird because, like, when they brought him in last year, you know, they thought he was the key with James Harden to really being successful. But oddly, it appears that the key for them to be successful was to get rid of him and just let James Harden go. I mean, they're 36-16 coming into tonight's game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and they have one of the, you know, besides Golden State, I think they have the second highest scoring offense in the NBA. So, you know, they don't play any defense, but of course with Mike D'Antoni as your coach, you kind of expect that. So, you know, that's just kind of how it goes. And, you know, the other TNT game, Dan, you know, I used to think this was interesting until they had a Saturday night matchup a few weeks ago and Golden State won by about 40 points. Do you see the Clippers keeping it closer since it's a home game tonight, or is it just another Golden State blowout? I mean, the Warriors are, this is the second of a back-to-back for them, so will that affect it?
I mean, I don't think it'll be a complete blowout, but I still think they have it.
So, yeah, so when, if we get to this pick later, you don't see them losing the game?
No.
Okay, I was just, you know, wondering, because that may come up if we get to Dan's picks today. You know, with only four NBA games, we may have to go that route. So, you know, I did want to ask you, Dan, I kind of forgot to bring this up the other day, when they had, you know, all the media stuff going on, you know, the shows always send those guys. I think the guy I saw highlighted today was the guy from Jimmy Kimmel. Whose job is it to just go and ask stupid questions? Are you a fan of this? Do you get entertainment out of this, or is it just overplayed now to you?
I haven't seen Jimmy Kimmel since he started.
Well, now it's too late for you. But, I mean, you know, the other shows do this as well. I mean, you could probably pick any late night show, or even, you know, I know some, you know, radio shows do it as well. You know, does it bother you at all, or do you care, or like I said, do you just feel it's kind of played out now because they've been doing it for so long?
I think kind of played out.
You know, because I know the one question the Kimmel guy kept asking was, he was asking the other players what Tom Brady smelled like. And the predominant answer he kept getting was flowers. So that was kind of humorous. But, you know, I don't know. I guess maybe if the guy's a good comic, does it pay off a little more for you if he has a little better delivery, or would you rather just punch him in the face?
No, I mean, I guess it's funny for a bit, but I don't know. I literally only watch reality TV or sports, which is reality TV. So.
Yes, the same thing, right? So
yeah.
Just in a different alternate reality. So, but yeah, because I never know what to make of it or how to take it. I'm just kind of like, whatever. But the other thing I noticed that I was kind of interested on your opinion, because I guess I'm older than you, and I think this is kind of more you than me. I don't know if you've caught the Mickey Mouse Network commercials yet, but they're making over their 6 o'clock Sports Center. They're going to go with the team of Jemele Hill and I think it's Michael Smith is doing the Sports Center with her. But the promos keep saying that not only are they going to do sports, but they're going to talk movies and music and more. The "and more" is always thrown in there. Aren't they a sports station, Dan?
So, I mean, are they combining sports news with the entertainment news?
You know, the commercials make it seem like that. I mean, obviously, until one of us actually sits down and watches this program, I don't think we would really know. But, yeah, you know, like the big tagline is, sports plus music plus movies and more. So I don't know. I mean, isn't this the road MTV went down, and then all of a sudden they no longer played videos?
Pretty much. I mean, are we just seeing reality shows on there then?
So I'm looking for some more information here about it to see if they have a little better kind of understanding of what the show is supposed to be. I mean, you know, the commercial is just kind of, the introduction. Like they're calling it, it's rebranded, Dan. It's now SC6 or hashtag the six. So, obviously they're definitely attempting to make this more hip, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I just don't know. Yeah, there's not a lot of breakdown of what they're actually going to be doing. I mean, my guess is it's not just going to be a straight up sports center. I don't watch at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock. You know, we're going to be right here doing this, so obviously we're not going to see much of it. But yeah, are their ratings in trouble or something, Dan? I mean, why go this route? Do you think they're losing the younger audience?
Well, no, because you've got Mickey Mouse involved, and they're running everything now. So, I mean, if you remember, everyone was getting fired, everyone was quitting and jumping ship because they're consolidating and they're trying to get more out of it. I don't know if their ratings are hurting, but I mean, I definitely don't watch anything ESPN unless it's the NBA. And Monday, Wednesday.
Yeah, well, after they overpaid for the NBA, after they way overpaid for that NBA contract, they had to cut some people. So, yeah, they did that. But, yeah, this just seems like just kind of an odd move for me to, all of a sudden it's like, well, we're going to be hip and cool, and we're going to drop this in, and is it bad to show highlights now, Dan? Is that the problem?
No, but I mean, what do you need to watch your show for to get your highlights if you can go directly to the source to get it?
Yeah. Do you think, you know, maybe that's the issue? I mean, maybe you pointed that out. I mean, obviously, you know, an old schmuck like me still turns on SportsCenter to look for highlights. But, you know, the cool guys like you, I mean, you just go on and you stream them and, you know, you check them out, you know, right online and stuff. So you don't need to sit through, you know, the SportsCenter banter or anything like that. So do you think maybe, you know, they're trying to bring the guys back like you who, you know, have went away? You know, I mean, because you just said, I mean, when was the last time you watched the SportsCenter? Do you remember?
Around the time the MLB Network came on.
I mean, have you watched one since you and your wife moved into your house? That was how long ago?
7 years ago, no.
So, you know, and I mean, I still end up turning it on in the morning when I come home. It's literally just like force of habit. I sit down at breakfast, I turn on SportsCenter. You know, just to kind of see what's going on, you know. But, yeah, I mean, so do you think, I mean, are they pandering to you, Dan? I mean, is this going to bring guys like you back? Is this what you want to see? Or maybe even a demographic lower than you? You know, will that get them viewers?
I think a demographic lower than me, because I could, again, care less about the and more. You know, I don't really care. I mean, if you think about it, if you want to take sports and equate it to competitiveness, I mean, that's how you can bring in movies and how did they, you know, compete against each other over the weekend. I don't give a crap about that. I mean, the best movie in the world, and I'm still not going to go see Harry Potter and all his weirdness. And a movie can completely tank at the theater. I don't care if it's in 3D and it looks enjoyable. Like some really bad movie I saw was, I don't remember what it was called, but, you know, it was tanked, but, you know, it was pretty cool to go see. I could care less. But, I mean, you know, I think they're just trying to stay on the mainstream, because in the mainstream, you cover everything now. Sports, to Hollywood, you know, to the little girl on Dr. Phil, you know, Cash Me Outside.
Yeah, I'm the wrong person to talk to about movies, because, you know, anything I like, everybody else just universally hates. I'm the same way with television shows. If I like your television show, there's a really good chance it will be canceled. So yeah, you don't want anything to do with me. I thought it was really weird because they're running the commercials all the time. You know, I mean, no matter what ESPN network you put on, there's a commercial for, you know, SC6 or hashtag the six. So I just thought it was, you know, kind of weird, you know, because at one point, I mean, you know, this was the sports center that was held down by, you know, Chris Berman and Dan Patrick when, you know, they were at the top of their game. So.
Well, I mean, I think once their time was up, they tried to refill it. And I mean, the other thing that really turned me off from them, you know, being that I had a job where I, you know, had a weekday off, was if you turn it on in the morning, the afternoon, or the evening, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what show you're watching, everything had the same stupid agenda. You know, what's the point of having five different shows when they all say the same thing?
Yeah,
five different guys, the same thing. I don't care.
Yeah, you know, what killed me is, like, when I, you know, before I had the MLB Network, because for a long time my cable package didn't carry it. So, you know, I would sit down and I would want to get the baseball stuff. I want to see baseball highlights. And, you know, this was before you hooked me up with the cool TV and everything and, you know, all that stuff where I can just punch it up and do it myself now, as long as I can figure it out. But, you know, I would come home and I would turn it on and I would get Red Sox Yankees and Red Sox Yankees. And if I was lucky, I would get a pitch from what happened on the West Coast. You know, now obviously I've been at work all night, so I want to catch up on these things, you know, because all I've heard on the radio is scores. I haven't seen highlights. I haven't seen stats, nothing like that. And it got to the point where I just couldn't get it from them. And, you know, I know they tried to change that overnight by actually having like I believe it's Sports Center LA, where they actually do the live broadcast from LA. I've never seen it. I've kind of given up on that. But yeah, I, you know, that really just turned me off in the mornings. You know, I come home and it's, well, hey, here's what happened on the East Coast. Well, okay, great. I live in the Midwest. You know, I know somebody pointed out, it might have been 2 years ago, they were talking about how it was actually on the local radio. They were working out of town at a different station, or out of state, actually, at a different station, and Jake Arrieta had thrown a no-hitter. So they wanted to get some highlights for it. So when they came home, they put on ESPN, and they saw two pitches from the Arrieta no-hitter, the one where there was a great defensive play and the one that clinched the no-hitter, where they spent 5 minutes talking about the Yankees and then 5 minutes talking about the Red Sox. And it was like, but wait, this guy just threw a no-hitter, and we're not going to get any coverage of it? So, you know, that, you know, that's disappointing to me because, again, you know, you're supposed to be a sports network, but like you mentioned, they have just – the tendency is to just push their own agenda.
Well, not only that, I mean, how many times did you turn down Baseball Tonight? And it's that bald guy, and he's talking golf. I forget his name, but, you know, bald guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I stopped turning on Baseball Tonight now that I have the MLB Network on. I'm kind of like you now. So you know, you can actually, you know, like now, you know, now, like when the season starts, I can come home now and just put on Quick Pitch and actually get baseball highlights, you know, instead of trying to rely on SportsCenter to get them while I'm, you know, sitting down to have breakfast. So, you know, it's a little different, but we did have, you know, Dan, I guess we could call them, you know, relatively big or at least relatively interesting baseball signings. The St. Louis Cardinals tied up Carlos Martinez for 5 years and $51 million with a couple option years. I guess this will actually eat up a couple of his free agent years. So that's a pretty big deal, right? If you can get a guy to give up a couple years.
Yeah.
So looking to see if I can, if they have it right here, if there was a little more detail. But yeah, you know, he's, you know, like I heard the Cardinals say they're, you know, they're expecting him to come out and be a, you know, be a number one, you know, be that kind of guy. Yeah, they let's see, it's guaranteed for $51 million. You know, over the 5 years, the options are for $17 million and $18 million, and they each have a $500,000 buyout. So depending on how he, you know, he performs for them or however it works out, he looks like he's going to be a Cardinal for a pretty long time. The other pitcher signed today was finally, after I heard five or six teams interested in him, Boone Logan, the left-handed reliever, signed a deal with, it looks like it's a 1 year with an option with the Cleveland Indians. You know, the Indians had a pretty big, you know, pretty big bullpen, you know, come playoff time. You know, we got to see the, you know, the Andrew Millers, the Cody Allens, the Brian Shaws, they all come back. Do you like this ad of Logan to give him another big arm who can really get lefties out?
You got to make the moves to help the team.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's definitely, you know, with the, you know, and he's only 32. I know he bounced around for a really long time. Oddly got to start with the White Sox, of all things, but I mean, he's been, I actually got to look here to see how many teams he's actually been on, because I know he's relatively well traveled. Yeah, the went from the Sox to the Braves to the Yankees to the Rockies. Spent the last 3 years in Colorado. You know, now he'll move along to the Indians. Last year he was 2-5 with a 3.69 ERA in 66 games. did pick up a save, but he's not a closer. He is a setup guy. And what they're really getting him for is, you know, his to get left-handers out. You know, he's that guy. He comes in, he faces a couple left-handers or, you know, whatever you got coming in. And, you know, that's his job. That's what he's going to do. I'm trying to see if I can get the, it looks like, is this last year? I think this is last year. It looks like left-handers hit .222 against him last year. So,
what do they say? Makes the pace of game longer.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, there's nothing you can do about that. You know, that's just kind of how things work. But I think, you know, after the playoff run the Indians made, you know, adding a strong bullpen arm like this is probably a pretty good deal for them, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can shore it up even better. I don't, you know, if they didn't lose on their own account last year, they almost won on behalf of the other manager. So I don't think there's really much that they can do. So anything they do is just going to make them that much better.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, I think they're still the best team in their division. So, you know, it looks like they have a good shot at going back to the playoffs. So,
you know, here's something that dropped on me. It's almost close with the White Sox. You figure you're 6 degrees of separation. But going into fantasy, you know, like you said, we have to look at our league this week. But when it comes to Chris Sale, what is your – you know, your thoughts on him fantasy-wise for both leagues?
Well, you know, you got to think he's still, you know, or at least now he should be a better option than he was last year, right? I mean, he's on a team that should give him a lot more run support than, you know, I mean, he's the second best left-handed pitcher in baseball. You know, he's not going to knock Clayton Kershaw off that post. There's just no way to do that. So, yeah, I mean, I think in our league with 20 teams, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him go in the first round, but if he doesn't go in the top 20, he definitely goes early second round. You know, I see him coming off the board at, you know, 20, 25-ish in that area. No later than that. You know, you figure Kershaw goes before him. I would guess Max Scherzer would probably go before him. But then, you know, you run into that group, depending on, you know, who you like better. You know, would you take Bumgarner over Sale? Do you take Sale over Bumgarner? You know, that's kind of, you know, where you are and where those guys are. So, yeah, I definitely see, you know, like Kershaw, I think I took Kershaw at 4 last year. I won't be surprised to see him go in that area right again. You know, you figure Trout is number 1, and then, you know, just how else it shuffles out. But Kershaw will be the first pitcher off the board. Scherzer's probably 2nd. And then, yeah, I would assume Sale is 3rd. If it's not Sale, maybe it's Bumgarner. But, yeah, definitely top 20, top 25. And, you know, in our auction league, they always cost more because, well, now he's a former White Sox, but all the fans are going to remember him. You know, and Bill's brother, who's a huge White Sox fan, is willing to pay for those guys. So it'll cost whoever's in our league a lot more for Chris Sale than it probably will in any other auction league, except for maybe a Boston one.
Well, which league did you get him in last year? Because I got him in the other one.
Yeah, I think I must, since I got Kershaw, I must have got him in the auction league. And if I remember right, I paid like right around $45 or $50 for him. So, yeah, and he had his struggles last year, you know, but he pitched quite a bit. You got your innings out of him. He's always going to rack up strikeouts. You know, now you think on a better team, you know, he's got to have a chance to be a 20-win guy, right?
I would think so. I mean, because now you'll have a team that's going to run for him.
But I'm You know, I'm actually glad you brought this up because you can help me out with this. You know, Mr. Fantasy and I ended up with the number two pick in our money league. We actually got a really good draw. We got the number two pick. We always like to be right at the front or in the back. And this year we got number two. Now, obviously, Mike Trout is going to go off the board number one. The only way he won't in our league is if somebody happens to just decide they want to take Kershaw, because pitching is a little weird in this league, and it can be very valuable. So it wouldn't be a surprise to see Kershaw go number one. But now, you know, the question is, if Trout goes one, you know, a lot of the rankings I've seen, and I believe even our Yahoo ones, have Jose Altuve as the number two pick.
Wow.
Are you on board there? Is he, you know, and I'm an Altuve guy. I love Jose Altuve. I mean, I'm not going to lie to anybody about that. I think he's a great player. I just don't know if he's guy.
Well, I mean,
you know, I mean, that's
the numbers have put him up there, though, haven't they?
Yeah, well, you know, and I think that's part of my question is, you know, remember 2 years ago he couldn't win the MVP because he didn't hit enough home runs. So he hit 24 home runs last year, and he still didn't win the MVP because, of course, the voters were stupid and gave it to Mike Trout, even though, you know, while he's still the best player in baseball, he wasn't the most valuable because the Angels sucked. You know, but now the question is he a 20-homer guy, or does he come back down now? You know, was that just kind of an anomaly for him? You know what I mean? I mean, can he continue to do that is what the difficulty I have with him.
Well, I think the other side of the coin is you don't pick him and he hits 30. He has 29 home runs, a .301 batting average with 215 hits and like 60 strikeouts. But if you pick him, then he hits 17 home runs, you know, and go on and so forth. Only 150 hits, but I don't know. I mean, it's definitely a gamble. So, I mean, I don't know. Everyone's putting him at two. I still think if it's Trout and he's gone, I think you go with Kershaw.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's definitely, you know, because what I was pushing for, and you know how hard this is to push with Mr. Fantasy, I like Chris Bryant at number two.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, I think we're talking about a guy who, you know, is just going to get better. And, you know, of course, my biggest fear is that, you know, Joe Maddon, like a goof that he is, drops him in the second hole and he doesn't get any RBIs. But I could really see Bryant being a 50 homer guy this year. You know, and I mean, he's going to hit right around 300. And, you know, as long as he's left in a decent spot, you know, he's going to rack up those RBIs. You know, he's kind of my guy early in the draft there that I think at number two. I mean, you know, that and of course the fact that he plays multiple positions now, and you know how much I love those guys. So,
yeah. Well, I think you'd have to go back in and look, because I think he'd only qualify for third and left and center. But that's still better.
Yeah. So,
you know, and it's funny because I guess being a Cubs fan for as long as I have been and not being a guy to jump all over them for no reason at all, I guess it's still, they won the World Series, but I guess I still live in that world where they're not the top guys. And I think, you know, everyone, it's Trout versus Harper. But, I mean, aside from having an attitude and cool haircuts, you know, I don't think that Harper's truly lived up to the hype that he's been given.
Yeah.
Where I don't think Bryant gets enough hype. And he's definitely exceeding it. And which, you know, the other overshadowing and of course Bryant is going to be overshadowed by, you know, America's favorite kid now, Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, you know, and now in our money league, outfielders mean literally nothing. So when you go through your list, like the top fives I found are the majority of, and now they vary a little. You get Trout at the top, Altuve's been second, Mookie Betts is third, but he's exclusively an outfielder, so that really downgrades him in our league. Bryant is four, and then Goldschmidt rounds out the top five. The 6 through 10 is Arenado, Machado, Donaldson, Rizzo, and Harper at 10. You know, I think part of the problem is, you know, with Chris Bryant is Mr. Fantasy has big love for Josh Donaldson. Now, we're not taking Donaldson at 2, and he's not going to come back to us in the second round. So he's got to kind of get over that. But, yeah, I really think, you know, Chris Bryant is the guy. Unless, you know, again, like you said, if Mike Trout falls, you know, you can't really pass up on Trout. Even though, you know, minus the stolen bases, and Bryant will get double digits, their numbers are comparable.
I'm going to have to look at these. You may just find my new guy in the first round.
Yeah, well, you better, you know, like I said, you better hope you're there before me, because, you know, he's definitely a guy I'm, you know, really up on. And I, you know, again, I, you know, like, you know, lifelong Sox fan, you know how Mr. Fantasy is. It's difficult sometimes to, you know, convince him of these things, but, you know, I mean, you got a guy who went from rookie of the year to MVP.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean,
no, go ahead.
No, I said, you got to figure that star is just continuing to go up, right?
I would think so. The only, I just don't know about, I don't remember the exact number, but you threw Rizzo in the top 10. Has he reached that, or do you think that's a reach if you were to take him in the first? Well, I think it's a reach if you take him in the first five. And then, you know, the next five, I don't know, but is it a reach to take him in the first round to begin with?
Yeah, you know, you got to kind of wonder, 10. You know, I mean, yeah, I wondered at that too. That's just kind of the consensus of what I've been seeing. And oddly, that's where the Mickey Mouse Network guy has him ranked at number 10. You know, again, you know, how does your league play out? The problem is there's a lot of first basemen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Goldschmidt is already in the top five. He's considered the top first baseman. But yeah, I could see him at 10. He does have the ability to be a, you know, I mean, he's a 3,500 guy. You know, again, the drawbacks become when, you know, Joe Maddon plugs him in an incredibly stupid spot in the batting order, and, you know, he misses out on his RBI opportunities. But, he's definitely a home run hitter, you know, and he's got a good average. What, he hit a little over 290 last year?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's definitely a guy. I want to see, he's 10 on the Mickey Mouse Network site. I want to see where our, you know, because obviously we play through Yahoo. I want to see where Yahoo has him ranked overall. Yahoo has him at 11. So.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
There it is.
So, yeah, now Altuve takes a hit in the Yahoo rankings. They actually have him at 5. Most people I see have him up at, you know, 2 or 3. But, yeah, our Yahoo rankings have him down at 5. I would probably be a little more comfortable taking him at 5, you know, if that's where I ended up. But, Because like I'm looking at the guys. Well, here, let me say, say you're in our Yahoo League, Dan, and you have the 11th pick, and the draft goes just as it says. Now, Rizzo's at the top of your board. Do you take him over? Now, these are the three guys directly behind him. Miguel Cabrera, who's a first baseman just like Rizzo. Charlie Blackmon, who, will be, I believe he's going to be a center fielder. And then Trey Turner of the Nationals, who will be a second baseman center fielder. Now out of that group, I think Rizzo's the best player, right? Is that the route you go, or do you like one of those other three guys?
No, I mean, I would love to throw it in all in on Miggy, but I think that ship is kind of on its way out.
Yeah, sadly, sooner or later, it's going to happen. I mean, he's pushing, I think he's on the wrong side of 35 finally. And, there are some interesting Yahoo rankings, two of the, I don't know if you want to call them breakout young shortstops, but, Carlos Correa had a little bit of an off year. He's down at 22. And Francisco Lindor, who did much better than I thought he would last year, is up at 24. So, there are, some guys down, down the board. I mean, I'm not taking Ryan Braun at 21 regardless. So, it's an interesting, interesting list. Let me grab the pitcher rankings and see where they have Chris Sale since we were talking about him earlier. Oh, wow. All right. The top five, Dan, are Clayton Kershaw, no surprise, Max Scherzer, Madison Bumgarner, Noah Syndergaard, and then Chris Sale at five.
I still think that's a pretty fair evaluation.
Yeah, I think my problem is the fact that, Syndergaard is always hurt. And while Sale and Bumgarner threw 226 innings last year, Syndergaard threw 183. So, if you especially in a league like ours where innings is a qualifier, that could be a little different to overcome. Sale also, while Syndergaard had a better ERA, Sale strikes out more guys and he had a better whip.
Well, yeah. But, I do think in Noah's defense, though, he did miss a few starts. And I think...
Yeah, he did, and that's the thing.
I think his ranking was boosted because he, if there was an MVP of the team, it would have been him.
Yeah. I wonder, and of course that's why, you always do your own research. That's the top five. Six is Corey Kluber, seven is Jake Arrieta, eight is John Lester, nine is David Price, and then 10 is Yu Darvish. I don't know if I'm buying Arrieta ahead of Lester. Are you?
No, there's just something that doesn't, and I have no better word for this, but to say that there's something that just doesn't jive for me and Jake Arrieta.
I know Arrieta is in a contract year, so maybe he does have that big performance looking for a new contract. But yeah, not there for me,
I don't know what it is. I mean, even several, diehards that I know are like, once the Cubs get rid of Arrieta, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wow, nobody expects this guy to return. But I also think that has to do with the hometown discount comment.
Yeah, we'll see, how the year goes. I mean, obviously it's going to progress. And, while he didn't repeat that Cy Young year for 2 years ago, that would have been really difficult to do for anybody. I mean, even Clayton Kershaw. So, I'm not surprised by that, but we'll see how he bounces back this year. And I think this is a really telling year for him,
Yes.
So, but all right, well, we can get into some more of that tomorrow. I want to make sure we get your picks in today, Dan. So I'm going to throw the NHL schedule at you, and then we'll decide on a couple of games. We got the Montreal Canadiens at the Philadelphia Flyers, the New York Rangers at the Buffalo Sabres. That's actually the NBC Sports Network game tonight. The Ottawa Senators are at the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Edmonton Oilers at the Nashville Predators, the Winnipeg Jets at the Dallas Stars, the Toronto Maple Leafs at the St. Louis Blues, the Chicago Blackhawks at the Arizona Coyotes, and the San Jose Sharks at the Vancouver Canucks. Let's start locally here, Dan. The Blackhawks starting their ice show road trip. They're in Arizona. What do you got them doing tonight? They're on a three-game losing streak, by the way, but I think Arizona has one of the worst records in the NHL. You got them breaking the losing streak tonight?
Oh, yeah. Got them breaking the losing streak. Beating up on the Yotes.
And then we'll go with your future hometown here, Dan. The Predators are at home tonight. They're hosting the Edmonton Oilers. You know, the Oilers are one of the most improved teams in the NHL. You know, the Predators have been, let's call it scuffling a little bit. But, you know, they're still hanging in there. You know, they got 56 points. They're still a playoff team. You got the Preds at home, or you got Edmonton walking into, what is it, Smashville to get a win?
I think Canada prevails, unless they get their visas revoked. Bad joke, right? Is that a bad joke?
Is Edmonton in Canada? Oh, yeah, wait. Yeah, that's fair. Too soon. Way too soon. All right, let's take a look at the NBA. Now, the Lakers and the Wizards have already started. Washington has actually had 19-17 with about a little under 6 minutes left in the first quarter. So we got the Hawks at the Rockets, the 76ers at the Spurs, and the Warriors at the Clippers. Well, it looks like we're going first game here, Dan. Hawks at Rockets. The Dwight Howard return to Houston. You know, the Rockets have been really good in the West. We talked about that a little bit. But Atlanta has been better as of late. You like Houston at home with the beard, the running beard, or you got the Hawks here?
Man, this is a difficult one. I mean, last year this would have been an easy pick to make, but the Hawks have played so much better than I've expected. But I still think you can James Harden.
All right. Then I think this one's kind of obvious, Dan. Golden State on the road this time against the Los Angeles Clippers. You got the Warriors going in there and getting a win. You know, it was a blowout last time in one of those Saturday night specials.
I think it's Golden State or bust, right?
Yeah, pretty much the way it's been going lately with them, you know. So, all right, we'll lock Dan's picks in and see how he does. And so we got two in a row last time. So, actually, you're four in a row. So, we'll see if you can extend the streak there. But, all right, the music team, Dan and I, are going to head out for the night. But don't worry, we're coming back tomorrow at 5:30 live. You know the deal while we're away. Get over to sportstimeradio.com. Check out all the stuff we got going on there. Follow the link over to the Facebook page. Give that a like, please. We'd appreciate it. Don't forget the Twitter feed, which is at sportstimeradio. Now, Dan's picks come up there. They also come up at Dan's D-Man. Remember, there's three E's in that. He's got the Blackhawks and the Oilers getting wins on the ice tonight, and he's going with the Rockets and the Warriors on the hardwood. So let Dan know what you think of his picks. As always, thanks for listening live, and don't forget, you can get the podcast anytime you want now at tunein.com.
SportsTimeRadio.com.